Kia ora, this is your Wātea Afternoon News. Mana Mokopuna Chief Children's Commissioner Judge Francis Ivers warns of potential harm to Mokopuna Māori if the Ram Raid Offending and Related Measures Amendment Bill passes. Public submissions closed last Friday with the amendment adding ram raids to the Crimes Act, which can be punishable by up to 10 years in jail. Additionally, the police may be empowered to prosecute children as young as 12 in the youth court. Judge Ivers says the concerning overrepresentation of Māori, Pacific and disabled children in the justice system at all levels emphasises the need for alternatives to a criminal response.
Every effort has been made to consider this very seriously, look at it as a big picture and consider what it's trying to achieve, and whether this bill, this legislation, will achieve it. I say no. Never too early, never too late to address youth offending, but not by legislation.
Judge Ivers says programs like Kotahi Te Whakaaro in Manurewa, an early intervention program which involves government, iwi, community and youth organisations working together, is far more successful than punitive legislation. A new home for Māori immersion learning in Manurewa is springing up next to the School for the Blind at Homai. Te Wharekura o Manurewa Principal Mahia Nathan says Te Pūtahi Māori o Manurewa replaces the cluster of temporary pods behind Manurewa Marae and will also take the students from Te Kāhui Huringa o Whini Reihana ki Manurewa and Te Kura Akonga o Manurewa. When it opens up in 8 months, the $47 million complex will fulfil the vision set by elders more than 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long wait, but it's been worthwhile. And we fought the kaupapa. We've struggled to get, you know, what we wanted. But we hung in there because we believed in the kaupapa. And we know that the kaupapa is tika for us, for Manurewa. And so, yeah, finally our dreams are coming to fruition next year in 2024.
Former All Black Piri Wepu has joined the New Zealand Food Network's pitching campaign. The network says the majority of its 64 food hubs have reported a sharp increase in demand this year, and the network is calling on businesses and the public to donate either bulk food, household essentials, or money. Wepu says he was inspired to get involved by the community response to COVID in his hometown of Wainui o Mata.
When this opportunity was presented to me, I jumped on it straight away to try and support families that are in need. And it's a pretty cool initiative, and being able to team up with Lee and Grace in that and trying to bring it to light that families are struggling and need the basic essentials.
Other pitch-in ambassadors are comedian Lee Hart, Special Olympian Grace Payne and Moana Pacifica player Sam Slade. Donations can be made to pitchin.org.nz. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Toodoo!